Hey, you guys. I am so excited to be back. Welcome to the Free Your Wild podcast. I am your host who has kind of ghosted, Kenzie Elizabeth, and I am so excited to be back and recording. As I was getting ready to start recording today's episode, I was taking a look back and I haven't had a new episode up on the podcast since like March. Holy shit, guys, I've been gone a while. Thank you so much for hanging out. I was checking out. We did have some new listenership in that time frame. So thank you to anybody who discovered my podcast while I was on a much longer than anticipated hiatus. If you've listened to any of my past episodes, you know that I am super big on gratitude and always thankful for your listenership because I know you obviously made a choice to be here and I'm so glad you've decided to hang out with me for a few minutes. So this is kind of an impromptu episode and I'm hoping that how this episode came about is kind of how future episodes will come. I clearly have been gone for quite some time. A lot in my life has changed since my last episode, talking about a change of plans where I was shifting more towards a focus on the Free Your Wild store. And then in that time frame, as I was really working on that endeavor, I had an opportunity and took advantage of it. So I did re-enter the workforce for a little bit and happy to report, I love my new job. It's very satisfying work and I get to work with my local community, which is just great. And I get to work directly with people, which is great. And I absolutely love it. But that being said, it definitely pulled a lot of my focus away from the brand, from the store, obviously from the podcast. And so in an effort to really refocus back on this community that I started to build that I absolutely love, I wanted to take a few minutes today and talk about mindset and how different mental states can affect your mindset when you really want to improve it, to have a strong mindset, especially in the arena of self-employment or entrepreneurship or pursuing any type of dream or career or path in life. And this really kind of came about because, and today's episode is mostly a story. So I hope that this story hits as profoundly for you as it did for me, because today was definitely an aha moment for me. But I digress. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So to set up this story, basically all you need to know is I was in a really rough place last week. I've mentioned it before. I am a recovering perfectionist. I suffer and struggle a lot with anxiety that can lead to a lot of really low or depressive moods. I get stuck in my head a lot. I start to second guess myself, and coming out of a 2.5 year relationship that wasn't the healthiest, my intuition, as wonderful as she is, sometimes I forget to trust her. So if any of you can relate to any of those feelings, know that all of that was kind of in the mix last week. And TMI to all the boys out there, I was definitely hormonal. I was getting ready to start my period. So just, you know, all of the things, all of the mental state, the hormonal imbalances all cooked up into one week where, you know, it didn't run as smoothly as I had wanted. And I was in a bad place. And what kind of happens is when you come from a place of talking and sharing with people your improved mindset, you know, a lot of my journey this year was my shift in mindset, my belief in myself, and, you know, how to help others shift their mindset. And so when you fall into a spiral, kind of like I did last week, you know, imposter syndrome, all of these things kind of start creeping into your head. And so as I was struggling to get through the end of last week, a lot of my internal thoughts or conversations with myself, like on my drive to work or running errands, was just like, you got to get out of it. I know we all have all had to have those conversations where it's like, you got to get out of your head. It'll be fine. You know, you start rationalizing and like, oh, thoughts like, this is bigger in my head and I know it's bigger and I know I'm being dramatic and know all these things. And yet when you're in that place, everything feels overwhelming. I took the long weekend and I saw a lot of friends I hadn't seen in a long time, saw a lot of really close friends. And I was consumed by anger and confusion and frustration over a particular situation and a couple of particular people. And it bothered me. And I feel like that is point one of this whole story of mindset. When you know that you're being some way and it's not who you are, when it consumes everything. I saw a friend of mine who I haven't seen physically in over 10 years, and this situation overran my conversations with her, at least for the first night seeing her. And this situation overran spending time out with one of my best friends, and it overran dinner with my other best friend, and it ran through everything. And when you're aware, and maybe even sometimes when you're not aware, but when you're aware of that mental state and you when you know internally that this is not how you are, that this almost feels ridiculous, and yet you cannot help yourself from feeling that low. And when you're in the midst of a mind shift or a mindset change, that becomes really, really difficult because you start wondering, how do you get out of it? And if your mindset change was really a real thing. And so my method of combating that was kind of coming back home, and home for me is free or wild. So welcome back, guys. I'm home. But home for me has been this brand and this community. And I dove deep into what that really meant and what I wanted that to look like. And I dove deep into designing, which has always been a go-to for me and always been a comfort for me. And I dove back into making this brand everything I wanted it to be. And that was very cathartic. So I guess lesson number one, when combating kind of a insecurity in your mindset changes, find something you take comfort in. Find something that brings you joy. Find something that lights a spark in you again. Your spark is always there, but find something that helps you remember it's there. Find something that helps you take the shade off of that spark, the light shade off that spark. And that was comforting and really helpful for me. And it led to one of the most profound moments I had this week, which was definitely this morning. It put me in a better mindset. It kept me, for lack of a better word, busy or focused. I like focused better. Kept me focused on something where the outcome wasn't dreary. And it was so helpful in a time when everything felt dreary. And so as a part of kind of revitalizing the brand and the community and the store, I started trying to prep to get back into a segment on my Instagram that I really enjoy, that I try and weave through the blog and the store itself, is what I like to call Manifest Mondays. So if you have listened to some of the past podcast episodes, you know I have a deck of manifestor affirmation cards. And I would always try and post one or talk about one every week, just as kind of a nice way to start the week. So in an effort to kind of get back into that routine, you know, I reshuffled the deck, I set things up, and this morning as I'm waking up from a sleep, I don't feel rested, I overslept, and I'm dreading kind of having to restart the week, I pulled my manifestor card. And the card I pulled today, if you haven't seen my Instagram yet, or the brand Instagram yet, the card I pulled today was, I can do less and attract more. I can do less and attract more. What the fuck does that mean? Was my literal thought this morning. Because in my head, I was doing so much and going nowhere. So how am I supposed to do less when I have so many things I have to do, and somehow that's going to attract more into my life? How does that equate? At 7 a.m. this morning, let me tell you, that did not equate at all. And so I made the post and really set out some heartfelt words. And as I'm writing that out, I came across this idea that we are allowed to have a moment. And all I was trying to do this whole weekend, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of anxiety, in the midst of worry and depression and dreariness, all I was trying to do was have a moment where I could just breathe, where I could do less. And I was struggling so hard to find a way to move all of the things so I could do less. And so in sharing that, I realized that if I'm telling you guys you can take a moment, that you're allowed a moment, that no one can tell you that you don't get a moment to breathe, to reevaluate, to reorganize, then I need to be willing to understand that there's something in my life that needs to stop, that needs a breath, that needs a moment. So I went about the rest of my morning. And I'm still thinking on this manifestor card. And I pick up my cup of coffee from my local coffee shop that's around the corner from where I live, which always brightens my day because the people there are amazing. Shout out to Cafe Vanessa at Gazebo Gardens in Fresno, California. If you live anywhere near the area, you need to go. The people are amazing. The coffee is delicious. And if you don't leave with a smile on your face, then you know that I'm doing my job wrong and telling you how great this place is. But I grab my cup of coffee and I get my car and I take a deep breath and I am determined I will have a good day. And how many of you can relate when you're not feeling well and you're trying to feel better and you just tell yourself, no, I will have a good day. And part of you doesn't necessarily believe that. I hadn't had a day like that all year. From the moment I opened the store, from the moment I took back my life in February, I hadn't had a day where I felt like that since February. And it was scary for me. It was scary for me to think that I felt out of control, that I felt that something outside of who I know to be me was making me feel overwhelmed and was that I was letting outside things bother me so bad that I couldn't remember my own awesomeness, my own magic, my own wild entity who's a badass in every situation she puts herself in. And it sucked. And I am simultaneously, as I'm trying very desperately to convince myself, I will have a good day. It will be a good day. I'm thinking of this manifestor card that says I can do less and attract more. I'm driving and I'm listening to, I think I was listening to Eminem, honestly, at the time. I was listening to some, like, not crazy music, but I was listening to, like, something that wouldn't keep me in my head, something that had enough beat to kind of get me going. It had been Eminem because Eminem makes me flash back to when I used to play basketball. There's a point to this, so hang on. But I was listening to music and I'm driving and I'm sitting there going, you know what? Last week was last week. What happened last week, it stays in last week. And yes, I was a crazy person because that's what it felt like. And, you know, I'm not an advocate for calling people crazy, but I definitely, it was an out-of-body experience for me for how far I have come from feeling that way all the time to feeling completely liberated from that feeling. It was almost like I had shoved my wildness back into its cage for a weekend and it did not sit well with me. But I'm sitting there thinking and I'm listening to music and I'm driving to work and I'm at a red stop sign and the thought came to me as I'm sitting here thinking, I can do less and attract more. Because it really bothered me that I felt like I had been gypped. I'm not going to lie. I felt like I had been gypped on my Manifest Monday because I didn't understand what it was trying to tell me. I didn't understand what it was trying to show me. And I'm sitting at this red light and I'm thinking of this, I can do less and attract more. And so analytically, I'm like, well, how do I do that? How do I do less and attract more? How do I fix this? How do I take all of the things, work-related, life-related, relationship-related, how do I take all of the things and how do I make that less and still somehow get more? And as I'm sitting there, I start thinking back to something my basketball coach in eighth grade, actually, I don't think it was eighth grade, it might've been sixth grade, that my basketball coach in sixth grade said to me as we were getting ready, because I was on the varsity team. I was very proud of myself. I went to a small school. I made it to varsity. I thought I was great. It's probably just because we didn't have enough people. but I was a pretty good basketball player. And I just remember what he would tell us when we were out of breath or when we were running conditioning. And or if we were getting beat bad and, you know, a game that should be easy for us was all of a sudden very difficult. And something he would tell us is that you're playing their game and they're too fast for you. So you need to start playing your game. You're playing to their pace and they're beating you every time. So you need to play your game. And all of a sudden, this affirmation card made complete and total sense. This entire weekend, for almost a week now, I was playing their game. It's not important who they are. They could be a person. They could be that voice in your head. They could be somebody close to you or somebody who doesn't know you at all. But that week, I was playing their game. And I was getting beat every time. They were playing man-to-man, fast-paced, you know, aggressive offense. And I was the slowest person on the court. I was getting beat on every drive. Hopefully you guys can understand the basketball reference. And it clicked internally. It made sense. I was letting life play a game at a pace that I couldn't keep up with. And I needed to change the pace. I needed to play my game. Because when I play my game, I play it very fucking well. When I play at my pace, play it to my skill set, when I don't let life and people and in some cases emotions, mindsets, you know, events, when I don't let those things set the pace, I'm on fire. You cannot beat me. I will block, I will defend, I will steal the ball, I will drive to the hoop, I will play to the best of my ability because you cannot beat me when I play my best game. And I'm thinking about this as I pull into the parking lot at work and everything makes sense. I went into work that day with a renewed, this morning, it's been a long day. I went into work today with a renewed sense of purpose, with a renewed sense of organization, with a new sense of clarity and priority. I went in knowing I was going to play my game, that this was the basketball game of life and I would not be outpaced and I would not let them, the opposing team, life, whatever you want to call it, I would not let them set the pace for how I was going to play my game. And it felt so freeing. And I had to share this with all of you. Because in so many times in life, we get outpaced. We get tired. We get out of breath. We get overwhelmed because the scoreboard isn't in our favor. And all you need is your coach at halftime telling you to quit playing to the other team's pace, to quit playing the other team's game, to execute what you know how to do and do it well. It was the most profound thought I could have had after a week of feeling like I was drowning in mud. And I hope that your takeaway from all of this is that you can change the pace of the game. If you feel like you're drowning, if you feel like you're tired, if you feel like you're outmatched, you can change the pace of the game. You can do less and attract more. You can set your own pace for success by your own standard. And you will win every single time because nobody can play your game better than you. I am so glad to be back and recording. Ideally, I would like to start doing these episodes once again weekly. But with everything kind of going on in my life and me trying to reorganize the schedule for the brand, I can't always promise that. Hopefully, if today's message resonated with you, you'll hit subscribe or you'll head on over to the website, which is linked in the show notes and with this episode, and subscribe to the blog and stay up to date. I do have a newsletter as well, though it's not quite up and running again yet. But at least, at the very least, if this touched you somewhere, subscribe to this podcast. Share it with somebody who you think may need it. Share it with somebody who you think would enjoy it. And I hope that I will be back here next Monday or Tuesday, because I usually put these things up on Tuesday. And let's have a conversation. Let's chat. Let's talk life. I spent a lot of time this weekend really thinking about what I wanted to bring to this community I'm trying to build. And this right here, this conversation, this storytelling, this life telling is what I hope I can bring to you. I hope I can bring some sense of organization, of motivation, of real lifeness. And I hope you enjoy it. So hit subscribe if you'd like to hear more. Hopefully this will become a weekly podcast once more, and I look forward to meeting all of you from this episode and future episodes. If you have a chance, please feel free to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. I cringe when I listen to them, but it is all about the growth process. So if you want to know how I got from point A to here, take a listen. Otherwise, I am signing off for tonight. It is September 7th, 2021. Thank you so much for hanging out with me here on the Free Your Wild podcast. My name is Kenzie Elizabeth, and I look forward to chatting with all you lovely souls soon. Bye-bye.